Hello.
Here we are. This time, let's make sure the microphones are on.
Oh my God.
Because they don't look like it.
But... it is. They're waving.
Okay. Hi. Welcome to Hello Dysfunction, episode 272.
I'm Crystal.
I'm Potter for you.
Not me having to go pee really bad. I can hold it.
I almost didn't make it here today. First of all, Indian summer is upon us.
It's supposed to be 100 degrees all week.
All week. It's like 90 something right now. I'm tired of fucking sweating. It's October 1st.
It's the worst part is the sweat.
Involved. Yeah. Like now is when our real summer starts. Like I feel like it'd be hotter
June,
in these months than it does in other people's summer months.
Yeah. June is not very hot for us. July, August, it starts warming up toward the end. And then September and October is when it's really hot.
We're going to be suffering.
Yeah.
And I always say every year it's been feeling hotter than the year prior.
Which is true.
Which
look
is
at
probably
all the climate
true.
Disasters going on right now.
Yeah, it's not fun. I'm tired of sweating. I want to be cozy. I want to wear cozy clothes and do cozy activities.
Yeah.
Today is National Raccoon Day. Did you know that?
Yes.
And National Vegetarian Day.
So the raccoons will get an extra special treat.
Tonight to celebrate, you're going to get them a cake.
With candles? Thank you for existing.
When I saw that, I thought to myself, I know we talked about your dad having one as like a pet back in the day. Were there any photos or did I see somebody else with photos?
Probably someone else with photos. I think there are a few. I have to dig them out.
I wish we could get those.
And put it on a shirt.
Yeah.
Her name was Missy. For some reason, Carolyn and my dad like to name every pet they have the same fucking name. Carolyn's had like three shadows. We're real creative. My dad has had three Missy pets.
Oh my God.
Two dogs and a raccoon.
Oh my God.
But yeah, her name was Missy. And my grandpa built an enclosure, even though it was allowed to like sleep in the house and, you know, do all... shit my dad
insanity.
Did.
Insanity.
It's insane that my grandpa
was on board and like helped.
I had to beg for a cat.
Yeah.
But he built him like a big old hutch in the backyard.
That's crazy.
There was a neighbor that kept reaching over the fence and fucking with him. And my grandfather and dad and Nona told him, stop bothering him.
Yeah.
Well, they did it one too
Missy
many times.
Missy was a boy?
Girl.
Stop bothering who?
Stop bothering him. We're unisex.
Missy was him?
Missy identified as a lot of things.
All right.
A baby.
Him. Stop messing with him.
Well, they were like, stop messing with her, you know? Leave her alone.
Yeah.
He didn't listen, and the raccoon bit him. So, of course, like a bitch, he went and told the cops. Cops showed up. We're like, you don't have a license for this.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I wish my dad would have cut his throat.
I know. He probably wanted to.
Because it's entirely your fault, you bitch.
That's like when you see the videos of babies pulling on dogs' balls and shit, and then they get bit. And it's like, what did you expect? Like,
seriously.
Get your fucking baby.
It's the reason my lip got fucking bit off.
Because
no one was fucking paying attention to me.
Yeah.
People are dumb.
Real quick. Congratulations to Zoe.
She had
her princess. We're so proud of you. You did it. And tomorrow is Natalia's birthday.
It is.
Our girl. So happy birthday to you. I kind of wish I would have known and I maybe would have tried to come down. Actually, I couldn't have health-wise, but I will be down soon so we can have a girl's day. I know we've been talking about it for a while, but I hope you have a great birthday. I know you've been celebrating for days now. So
that's awesome.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Happy birthday. Do you want to tell us about your health problems?
So last week or the last time we recorded or whatever, I said I had a UTI and those are always a joy for me and I get them frequently. I hadn't had one in like 6 months because I haven't had sex for 6 months prior to this. So I was like, that's what it's from, you know, whatever. I'm just like, you know, expecting it at this point.
We were saying, we were laughing, saying your body is rejecting
I'm men. Allergic to dick. Yeah. My body is fighting against
literally,
it.
Literally, like, no.
Yes. So I was like, that's my punishment for fucking around with men. but so I went through a course of antibiotics. The first day I started to feel some relief. I was able to finally like empty my bladder again fully, which was nice. And then like the pain subsided a lot. But then I was having like this other weird ass pain in my vaginal open like canal, like in my pussy. Ugh. So I was like, this is like worrying me, and it was getting increasingly worse.
Was it even like stabbing or like
it's
burning,
like an
throbbing?
Aching, it's like an aching, bruising, like hurt feeling in there, and my shit shouldn't have been bruised, right. You know. So it was getting increasingly worse as my UTI got better. So I was like, what the fuck is happening? And then my UTI just it never completely resolved itself, but I was like, let me just finish the rest of the medicine and see if it gets better. So I did that and it didn't get better. So I was able to make an appointment for first thing yesterday morning, thank God, because I was like nervous if they didn't have one, I was going to go to the emergency room. Mm-hmm. And I was like it hurt bad, right? And so when I was like in the bath over the weekend or something, I put my finger in there and like I could feel something there again. And I don't know if I talked
about
it.
Like in your cervix opening?
In like if you finger yourself, you feel it in there. Like I felt something like a mass, like something was in the way. And I was like, I have a fucking prolapse. Like this is a vaginal prolapse. So I had a scare like this back in January and it was the same thing. I felt something there and I was like, what the fuck is that? And they treated me for cervicitis and they were saying it's just like inflammation of the cervix. Like the swelling will go away. You could get it from like BV. You could also get it from chlamydia or like an STI, but I was clear for all that. So
when you felt it, did it, you know how your cervix feels like smooth? Did it feel smooth or do you didn't
No,
feel-
it's like rough. Mm. It's like rough and like, you know where your G-spot is?
Yeah.
So it's the upper part of my vagina.
Oh, okay.
It's that rough part,
yeah.
But it's dropped.
Okay.
So I'm like, this is either a bladder prolapse. I'm doing all this fucking research, hyperfixating all night, stressed out.
Oh God, can't
sleep. It hella hurts. And I'm like, what the fuck is it? I'm trying to look in there with a flashlight.
I'm surprised
and
you didn't go to the ER.
It wasn't that bad. And plus I had already felt this exact thing in
before.
January.
Yeah.
So I was like, maybe I have cervicitis again. That's what they treated me for. But when they gave me antibiotics for that, it never fully resolved itself. Like I still had something there. It wasn't like as pronounced and as hard as it was anymore, but it never fully retracted all the way back in there how it was before January. So now it's like in the way again. It's more pronounced. It hella fucking hurts in there again. And I'm like, what is this? So I'm doing all this research and it could be a lot of things present like each other. So like it could be a number of things, right?
Yeah.
But what I read about prolapse is like you could get them at any time. It could be just a bulge, you know, it doesn't have to like exit the vagina. It could just be like a bulge in the way. And there's like four stages. So if it's like a really minor, like early one or two stage, you could do Kegel exercises, pelvic floor exercises, shit like that. And get it to retract on its own. If it's like stage three or four, they either like do a hysterectomy or they will do surgery and shit, which is like a pain in the ass to recover from because like people were saying, a lot of young people on TikTok were describing the surgery and saying they had to have a catheter for 18 days. And I'm like, what
those
the fuck?
Hurt.
So, yeah. So I'm scaring myself, like reading all this shit and fucking watching videos all night.
You're like, I have stage four fucking cervical cancer.
Yeah. So I get to the doctor and I have a new doctor this time. And I'm like, hey, I was just here in January for something that felt exactly the same. It's bothering me again. I'm worried that it might be some kind of prolapse. And so she's like, well, let's take a look. So She looks in there. She puts in a fucking, what's it called?
Did you get to enjoy the speculum?
I didn't, no, but it didn't really hurt either. It was, I was just like nervous, but, she did that and she was like, everything looks really good. It doesn't look like any kind of infection. Like your tissue is pink. Like there's nothing, you know, indicating any kind of infection that I'm seeing, but I'll swab you and everything anyway. And so
she couldn't feel the,
well, that's what she did next. She was like, I'm going to take this out and I'm just going to put my hand. So she put her finger into the fucking knuckle and I'm like, it's up there, you know, it's like at the top side. And she's like, yeah, I feel it. I think it's a cyst. And so I'm like, okay, but she doesn't see any like opening or any head on it, or my tissue's not red, or, you know, nothing looks inflamed, yeah. But she feels what I'm talking about. So I'm like, I want that gone. Like, what do I need to do? Who do I need to see? So they send me to Martinez to a, because I needed to go to a urologist gynecologist
for it. Got it.
But I think it might have just been an OB that saw me later that day in Martinez. I was lucky to just get an appointment that afternoon.
That's fucking great.
They sent me there and they were like, okay, we're going to send you. They looked at the notes from my exam and they were like, we're going to send you to a urogynecologist or whatever in like Berkeley somewhere. So I was able to get an appointment with them like early Thursday morning. So
yeah, that's early.
In the meantime, they said they could still see white blood cells in my urine. So they put me on another antibiotic for a UTI. But if you have a urethral cyst, which is what they think it is, it can feel like a UTI, but it could not be.
Oh my God.
You get what I'm saying?
Duh. So you're going to always feel like you have a UTI.
Basically, you could leak urine. It can, you know, it
so
can.
So if it turns out to be a cyst, and will they do surgery to remove it?
Yeah, they're going to have to.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're going to have to take it
out. If they do that, ask them at the same time if they could do the urethra procedure to stop so many UTIs that another friend of ours has.
So what they're saying is, if I had this here for a while, that could be the cause of my frequent UTIs, because it causes that.
That makes sense.
It causes frequent UTIs. And like if things are already angry in there and it's in that area, you know, it would make sense. It would definitely make sense. But whatever it is, it needs to get the fuck out. I was reading, when I was doing research about a prolapse, I think I took a screenshot or something, but it said like, depending on if you want to use your vagina for sex anymore or not, sometimes they'll stitch it shut. And I was like, how many times
I have one
do I fucking
joke
about that's what I want to do. They actually do that in some cases of prolapse. They will, to avoid mesh and all that, the possibility of
rejection. Close it up. It's a pocket.
They will seal it. Yeah. So I'm like, wow, I've been talking that shit forever. And it might come to that.
You get a vagina safe.
They said it's not a prolapse, luckily. And like, it's not like, you know, some infection. But whatever it is, they got to get that shit out. It fucking hurts. It's hurting worse. It's making me have to like go pee all the fucking time. Whatever it is, it's like angry and I want it out. And it's like,
it's got to be miserable.
What did I do to deserve this? Like, of all things, it's very rare. And it's like, why? Like, why do I? There's this other thing called it starts with a B. It's something cyst that's also in the vaginal opening, but it's either on the left or right side, usually, of your inner lips. You'll get a cyst. And a lot of people like take Epsom sitz baths and shit, and they're able to bust those on their own. This ain't what that is, though, because this is inside and it's not like what those look like.
You can't get to it from your vaginal canal.
And it's not like there's no head on it. Yeah. There's nothing like that to bust. So it's like it would have to be fucking
cysts are the fucking worst. The worst. I remember I had ovarian cysts and fibroid cysts when I was 19, 20. I had one rupture. I didn't know that's what it was. I was swimming at a friend's pool. All of a sudden, I got this horrible fucking pain. I can't even describe it. Like,
I was watching videos crying last night about people describing the pain as worse than any childbirth, any fucking anything.
I was doubled over. They had to help me get out the pool. I couldn't even walk. I had to lay on the side of the pool. I laid there probably for 3 hours. I vomited. I finally made it into my friend's apartment. What really scared me is I went to lay back and I couldn't breathe. And so I remember calling my mom. She came from Berkeley, picked me up, took me to the ER. I was a resident saw me and they were like, I need you to lay back. And I was like, listen, I can't lay back. I can't breathe. Bitch, no, she didn't take her hand and push me back. Bitch, Charlene, I thought Charlene was going to choke her. She was like, don't you ever as a medical professional put your hands on somebody when they tell you something like that. Like, ripped her. She got in trouble for doing
good.
It. But long story short, I had an ovarian cyst rupture and it had leaked. The reason I couldn't breathe is because it had leaked 2 liters of blood into my abdomen. So when I would lay back, it would all go sit on my lungs.
Oh my fucking God.
And you're pushing me. I was in the hospital for 4 days.
Because it was so bad.
Transferred hospitals from Oakland Kaiser to Altabates because they had a better specialist there. Yes, they're no joke.
They're no joke. And it just makes me think how many people I know that, like my friend Jess, like she would get fibroids, or she had fibroids and they would act up when around her, the time her period would come and shit. And she would be in the ER every month. Like it was a regular thing. Hunched over, can't move, can't drive, can't. Like, it's just the joys of being a fucking woman. Like, I didn't ask for this shit. I'm like, what could have caused that? Just being a woman.
Just existing,
just having these parts. That's all.
You know, I had a nightmare last night. You want to know what my nightmare was? Mm. I was sitting on the toilet and I started getting a period. I wiped and it was red and I kept wiping and it wouldn't stop. And I could feel just falling in the toilet. That's what my fucking nightmare was, bitch.
I want out of this body. Like, I'm getting tired of it. I'm getting fucking fed up. Not feeling good is not for me. Like, I woke up today and I took one of the antibiotics and I only ate a banana.
Did you throw up?
I didn't, but it's that feeling where all day you feel like you have to, and you could feel it in your arms and legs and literally everywhere is nauseated. I would have rather just threw up, but I couldn't. I suffered all fucking day today, and then that triggered a migraine. So that was really fun for me today, on top of like... I'm sorry, this is a lot of complaining, but I've been so fucking out. Hence the pajamas.
It's like, serious.
I've been so fucking out of it today. I took Zofran, didn't help. But that Excedrin, bitch, that Excedrin be Excedrining.
Good.
That shit is the only thing that finally fucking kicked in and helped me. And then I was able to eat like some protein waffles and feel like myself enough to knock this episode out. Because we have a very busy fucking week. And
we almost didn't make it today to record. Yeah. You're a trooper.
I was like, let me just... because we were going to put it off till tomorrow. But like I said, you know, we'll talk about it later. But we have other big things this week that really can't be moved around.
And we can't fucking miss them.
Yeah. So I'm like, let me just get this done if we can do it. And I'll just complain to you guys about what I'm going through, but it's very fucking uncomfortable and I'm taking Motrin.
I can't imagine.
Because they're saying that can, you know, whatever, lessen any inflammation or swelling or anything,
but it's good for inflammation.
It's not helping with the pain. It's not. It's like, what the fuck?
And you know, they don't like to give out any pain meds anymore. They're like fucking suffer through it.
Yep. Good times.
It's really fucked up.
So,
I hope they have a resolution for you when you go to your appointment.
And I hope they have it soon, you know, like really quick.
Not 5 weeks away.
Yeah, I need it or I'm going to go to the ER and be like, put me in surgery or something. Because I'm not sitting like this for another fucking appointment weeks out or whatever.
No.
I'm not. I can't.
No.
I feel like fucking shit.
I can't imagine. I just remember my cyst issue, and it just was so bad. I wound up in the ER like 3 times after that with more rupturing. That's when the fucking doctor molested me.
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah.
The one that was like,
good times.
Your feet are real pretty. I'm dying in pain with my legs in stirrups, and you're rubbing my leg telling me how pretty my feet are, bitch.
So yesterday I saw a man doctor when I went to Martinez, and he was hella cool and shit, but he was like, do you want me to do another exam? I know you brought in your paperwork, but, you know, do you want me to? And I was like, I think I'm good. And he goes, okay, thank you. What?
I love that he asked.
But like, you know.
Fuck.
Yeah. I was like, I think I'm good. We'll just go off the paperwork of the one I just had.
Notes, please.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just, I understand they're male.
I feel men should not be allowed to be gynecologists.
What if it's their kink?
What if it's their kink? And also just what the fuck do you know about pussies? Like, you know, I get it from a textbook point of view, but like, you don't know what I'm feeling when I describe certain things. And like, it's just, it shouldn't be your area of expertise.
And the first time you doubt me, I'm going to fucking flip out.
Yeah.
So
I have a problem with it. I don't know. I just do.
Yeah. I always request female doctor when it comes to fucking my cooter.
Yeah. Other cooter facts that I learned. I hate that fucking word. I don't know why I said
love it.
But do you know who Barbara O'Neill is? I think she's Irish, but she's like a holistic, I think she's a holistic like practitioner. I don't know. But she has hella videos up that circulate a lot when it comes to like women parts and issues and remedies and shit like that. And I watched a bunch of her videos that were talking about a yoni egg, you know, the jade yoni eggs that come in different sizes. And I remembered I have a set that I bought hella years ago.
Do anything.
No, not right now. No. But I'm just saying, like, when I was doing my prolapse research, when I still thought I had that, she was talking about how those can correct if it's stage one or two, or if you don't have it at all and you just want to strengthen your pelvic floor just in general, after childbirth or just whatever. She was describing like the benefits of it and how it's been around for 5,000 years. And I hella started laughing because I was like, that was one of my midnight random impulse purchases.
Yeah, I remember.
And I have a brand new set of fucking pink jade, three sizes of yoni eggs on strings. And I was like, oh my God, I never fucking use them. But I was like, yeah, I have those along with anything else I've ever seen online. Yeah. Anything else I've ever seen online before. I have that too. Yeah.
Fuck it. Yeah. Don't do it right now, but
no, why not? But to strengthen your pelvic girdle is what she says. And you know,
it might be good for bladder issues.
Yeah, it is. For incontinence issues and shit like that. And
yeah.
She goes into detail like how many, you're only supposed to do an hour a day. Then you move up to 2 hours a day. You never go beyond 5 hours a day. And then the certain sizes for so many weeks.
You fuck around and forget.
I just sleep with it all the fucking time.
You're like, oh shit.
I'm going to be one of those bitches in the competitions that are fucking lifting weights with their pussy. Have you ever seen that? Yes. And they're fucking swinging pendulums and shit. Big kettlebell weights with their pussy. That's going to be me when I'm better.
That's crazy.
When I'm better, I'm lifting kettlebells.
You said fuck the gym.
I'm going to start really training.
Training. Yeah. Fuck.
It's going to be real weight training, bitch. Not y'all little average weight training.
Oh, that's funny. Speaking of heavyweight, we woke up to 200 ballistic missiles hitting Israel from Iran. But they said, remember they said, like, what was it, a month and a half, 2 months ago? They will respond. Remember? They responded.
Everybody is not going to let you keep playing with them. So it's like, I don't know why y'all think that. Like, I don't know. I don't want to go too deep into it because I think we all know how I feel.
Same.
So I'm just going to say, like, you can't expect people to take your shit.
We talk about people, right? We talk about people who continually fall out with people. And at some point, you're the problem,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe the first one, you get a pass. Maybe the second one, we're like, three, four. You're the common denominator.
Problem. You're a huge problem and you don't have the right to exist.
No.
Fuck defending yourself. This is so not you defending yourself.
There's a reason they're trying to accomplish a ground invasion in Lebanon is because they want the land.
Of course. That's all it's ever been. We've been saying that
Palestine,
for months and months and months.
Yes. I would like to name people's names, but I won't.
Right.
Please fucking tell me it's about hostages now.
Please.
It's not. It never was.
Mm-mm.
I saw that Netanyahu was trying to get on an emergency call with Putin, your man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I hope he didn't take the call.
Well, you know, BRICS. You know, Russia said from jump, if you
don't fuck around,
because they have Iran's back.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. The U.S. and Israel are Israel wanted this. They wanted the U.S. drug into a world war. They really did.
So I saw that the U.S. told Israel to not retaliate.
And they were like, and yeah, so right.
The fucking Zionists are all over Twitter like, fuck the United States. And people are like, okay, good. Fuck us.
I hope does that we
mean
fall
does
out.
That mean no more money or weapons from us? Because we'll fuck off. We love that.
I hope we fall out with them.
Yeah,
I
think it's time. It's time.
Seriously, and Iran said they will light oil fields on fire.
Like, fuck around and find out. Hey, yeah.
You can't be mad.
You can't. You can't be mad. Everybody's not going to be your bitch.
Everybody's not a terrorist. And that's the other thing. Like,
it's I'm just, so tired of that narrative. I'm so we're the fucking terrorists. Like, been the fucking terrorist.
And why does everybody else have to follow international law but two fucking places?
Yeah. Why is that? What's the point?
Somebody said that the Hague is for African warlords and Nazis, not for the U.S. or Israel. Yeah, and basically. That's really what it looks like. And it's fucked up.
Yeah, fuck that. I hope it's settled sooner than later.
Yeah, dude. Seriously, I don't want any type of nuclear war. Because I already said I'm not a fighter.
I don't have it in me.
I don't want to eat squirrels. Mm-mm. Fucking... I don't want to eat little critters. Nope.
No.
Nope.
And be dirty and be fucking, no. I
don't mind camping for a while, but no, I don't want to do it. You're like, no, bitch.
I don't want that. I do not.
I just don't have it in me to make an outfit out of fucking fox skin. Mm-mm. I don't want to wear that.
And I'm not making light of it and like, jokes for people that do have to survive and be dirty and all that shit. I'm just saying I don't have it in me. I don't have the will to live to fucking try that hard to survive. And
fucking
shit.
Sketchy on a fucking good on a Friday, regular day, right? So like, right. Under those
with all my good privilege, like it's hard to want to keep pushing on a regular day.
Seriously, yeah. And I admire fucking. The Palestinian people and those in that situation, because I don't think I would have, you know?
No.
And it probably does come from a place of fucking being privileged. And I'm just tired already. So
I just always go back to when I had that car accident in my fucking Camaro years ago.
And you were like,
and I was like spinning, and I remember seeing headlights, and I just like laid back and closed my eyes, like, this is it. And I was ready. And I was like prepared to die. I just went like, I didn't even like try
to avoid nothing. You were like, I hear you, God.
I didn't even think I braced myself. I just like went, like, just fucking, here we go. Here, it's time. It's fucking time. No, for real. I think about that all the time. Like, there was no hesitation on my part.
You're like, I know what I'm doing when the time comes.
I didn't try to steer out of it. I didn't try to brace myself for impact. And I just...
You know that's the best thing to do is not stiffen. You're supposed to, like, relax.
Well, I rode through it, for sure.
You were like, I relaxed, like, all right.
Closed them eyes. And then I was like, fuck, I survived. I'm here. God damn it.
You know what happened to me yesterday? I mean, it's not going to be shocking to anybody.
What?
If anyone's shocked, you're new here. You know, every morning after I drop Stevie off, I park in the Safeway parking lot for an hour and I go through
at least minimum
emails, DMs, things like that, right? Do stuff. So I'm sitting there yesterday, all nice and vulnerable with my window down, smoking a cigarette. And I see him coming out the corner of my eye. He comes riding up on a bike.
He has a car battery in his hand.
Oh my God, the dude that made me take the fucking Honda battery at 56.
Yep, your people. So what do you say?
So I think it's a white dude. I think he might have been kind of slow, but he also was a tweaker. Like, he was high as fuck, right? And he's like, excuse me, do you have a cigarette?
He's like, hey, Crystal.
And I'm watching a video, right, on the shit we just spoke about. I'm watching it yesterday. And I'm really into it. And it's a longer video. So he's like, can I get a cigarette? I'm like, sure. I hand him one. I'm watching my video. I'm purposely not making any more eye contact so he knows. Bye. Right? Nope. Just like Carolyn keeps telling me a story about how he just left so-and-so's house. But They're going to lose all their stuff because he told them the garage door was open, but they wouldn't get up. So he just left and he's on Kelly's bike. And Kelly was like, you better bring me my bike this time because I didn't bring my bike last time. Rob didn't bring Kelly's bike back last time.
Okay? At some point, you have to stop talking to strangers.
So I'm not talking to him. You're letting in my him phone. Talk. So I, after like a minute, I just looked over and I said, well, you better get that bike back. I go back in my phone. He's like, thank you so much. Have a good day. I'm like, have a good day. He wasn't all in my window or anything. You know, he kept his fucking distance, was respectful, whatever. So he rides off. I'm like, cool, I'm done. I'm fucking in my phone. See this motherfucker.
He came back. Bitch. Because now he thinks you're his friend.
It gets better. I said two words. He's coming back.
But you gave him a cigarette. Okay. That's like feeding a fucking stray. They're never going to leave.
Just go here. Go. He comes back. He has this big yellow rose. Okay.
A rose, bitch?
First thing I thought was you killed it. You picked it and you killed it. It's from someone's yard. He fucking hands it to me and was like, I just wanted to say thank you so much for being nice to me. That's why I say I think he was slow. He was like, thank you so much for being nice to me. I hope you have a good day. Drops, hands it to me, rides off. I never see him again. I look down at this rose. He even went as far as to pick all the thorns off it. I was like, oh, that's considerate. Until I look down and this huge green garden spider fucking trollops out the flower, lands on my legs, bitch.
You love them now. Those are your friends.
I don't want to squish it, but I don't want it on me in my car. So I make my way out of the car. I get it off me, but then I feel bad because I'm like, great, I've disrupted its habitat. So I'm trying to get the spider back in the rose so I can put it in the bush. It wouldn't go in it. Fuck it. I just left the rose next to the spider.
It's just fucking chaos. And I left. Tweaker chaos.
Tweaker chaos. I leave. I come back to pick up Stevie. The rose is gone. So somebody, it was a big, beautiful rose. Someone fucking took the shit home, but there's probably bugs in it. Oh my God. Bugs. So many bugs. Don't pick flowers out of people's yard. You kill them.
Don't stop being nice to people.
I really haven't been talking to nobody.
Don't at give all. Cigarettes away to anybody else.
Yeah, but fucking sometimes they'll stand there. Like, I just was like, here, go. Normally I don't, but I just wanted him to
go. Well, but now you know they come back with roses when you do that.
He was definitely fucking slow.
Jesus Christ.
Roses with spiders in
that
them.
They ripped out of fucking Helen's front yard.
She's been cultivating those roses for
her
years.
Pride and joy.
She enters competitions with them.
And he rips one out for his cigarette friend. Oh my God. You know, we like to share tips and tricks. This I haven't tried. I don't need to, but not to sound like that. But okra water, have you seen that this is going viral?
I'd kill myself.
So it's like you chop up okra, you put it in a glass, whatever, and you put water and then you seal it and refrigerate it overnight to let it turn to slime.
Nope.
And then I saw one bitch add a strawberry flavor packet, bitch, and ice.
That's like drinking a thick jar of jizz, bitch.
Yes.
Nope.
Strawberry flavored jizz over ice.
I gotta be in the mood for fried okra.
She mixed it up. She fucking put it in her straw and shit, drinking her little jar. I was like, nope. I mean, I would rather chug it like sea moss or something before I did that. I'm not gonna jazz it up and make it
cute. I have a hard time with sea moss because it's thick slime.
Cloudy fucking, yeah. Mm-mm. But basically, you chug this. It's supposed to have a lot of minerals and benefits that are great. But the reason it's going viral is because it's supposed to make an indoor water park of your coochie. So if you want to be juicy down there, they say it works fast. Like the same day, your shit will be leaking and you're just so hydrated and juicy. I don't know. If some people, you know, you need to be lubed up if you have
it's
sexual
good
activity.
For perimenopause, but fucking I'm good.
For whoever, you know, like make sure you're not having dry sex because that could lead to infections and irritations and all kind of shit. So if you do use lube or whatever and you would want to try it, they say it's very effective.
If you do try it, let us know.
Yeah, but just, you know, I would just
chug it
quickly. And not put ice and make it a fucking beverage, a slime beverage.
Just the thought, it just
Yeah, okra water.
It's like drinking a cup of loogies. And I love okra,
but I could just imagine the sliminess.
I just know, like, the slime that comes out, like, when you put it in gumbo and shit.
Yeah.
The thought of a jar of letting it cultivate of cold slime.
Cold slime water. Mm-mm. Yeah.
It's a
little cloudy. It's pretty gross looking.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah. But, you know, it's a natural thing if you want to try it, if you think it'll be beneficial to you. Pease was crying in the car the other day. I thought you would think this was hella funny.
What, her crying?
Yeah, well, she was crying because her arms couldn't reach me. And she was like, I want long arms. I want longer arms. And I was like, you cannot.
T-Rex, baby.
I started laughing. And I was like, you cannot just have extra long arms.
Go-go gadget arms.
Yes. And she was like, I want, like, long legs, but I don't want long legs. I want long arms. Aww. I can't touch you. And I was just, like, laughing, trying to explain to her. You can't just have hella long arms. Like, that does, your arms are good for you. Like, they come the size that they're supposed to be. But she was getting so fucking mad because she wanted long arms so poor she could baby. Reach the front seat.
Her wanted mama.
I was like, we're about to get out. You got to chill out.
Dude.
But just like when she cried because it wasn't Wednesday, or cried because her arms won't get longer.
I remember. Like,
come the fuck on.
I remember Stevie crying in the back seat with chocolate all over her face, crying, and was mad at me because she ate all her ice cream.
God
mad,
damn it.
Throwing a fit. And it hella reminds me of shit Peace does.
Yes. Just shit you can't help. Like,
she's like, fuck Wednesday.
Yes. I was like, no, it's like Monday or something. No, she had a whole fucking fit.
I was scrolling on Craigslist and looking for something. And I was looking at gigs just out of curiosity. Mm-hmm. And there was a dude on there who was advertising because he wanted women, short stories from women regarding how they changed their life in a significant way. And then he's like, no compensation, by the way. He's like, I'm writing a book of women's accomplishments they've made and how they've changed their life. What?
Men make me fucking sick.
My mouth hung open.
I was like, he really posted this. To tell him what a piece of shit he is.
He paid to post that because Craigslist ain't free to post ads no more. He paid to post that shit.
He's like, who's down to let me exploit them? Yes or no? I'm writing a book.
Can I get rich
women
off your
specifically,
story?
Women. I want women's stories.
Yep.
Oh my God. Like,
I was so irritated. I couldn't fucking believe it. I mean, I could, but you know,
God,
I was
what
like,
is wrong with people?
Wow.
The audacity. It's never ending. It's
for
never
anybody.
Ending audacity.
Never. I know. I feel like every week we rag, but it's like,
stop
I mean,
giving
it's
us
real
reasons.
Fucking
yeah.
real
it's
life.
It's not made up shit.
No.
I'm sorry that we have these experiences. We're just as irritated. God damn.
Another one. Let me just get the man things out the way. Another dude, I was on Instagram and I was trying to avoid the algorithm fucking getting me. Because I was saying, I put, I hope the people responsible and their heirs, H-E-I-R-S, right? Meaning children, descendants.
I know what the fucking word means.
Okay. Well, I'm just for everybody else, right? I know you do. But for everyone else, I said, hope the people responsible and their heirs never know a moment of peace.
Okay.
Bitch, no, I do not have two dudes commenting under my shit telling me, who the fuck do I think I am? Nobody says the word heir. Do I think I'm fucking Bilbo Frodo Baggins or whatever from Lord of the Rings? Why am I LARPing? Nobody talks like that.
Oh,
I said,
sorry.
Bitch, your remedial ass doesn't talk like that, bitch. Don't be mad at my verbiage and expansive
what?
Vocabulary. Mad, girl. Mad. Because I use the word heirs.
Like, whatever. I'm not even going to fucking entertain that.
No. I was like, you got to be
we
fucking
use words,
kidding, bro.
You know, unique, I don't know, rare words all the time. Like
words
that you use words I've never even fucking heard of.
I love
and
words.
And then you kind of set trends with it even.
little bit.
We've seen a few people pick them up and kind of run with them after you've said them. You have a habit of doing that.
I like fucking words.
We're well-spoken people. I'm sorry.
You might not always think so when you listen, but we are.
Yeah, we actually are. And it's been this way since childhood.
Yes.
Sorry if you can't keep up.
Yes. It's very exacerbating. God. Okay.
Fuck. Speaking of since childhood, I got really grossed out thinking about something, and I want to know if you remember this. So when we were younger, we would go to Telegraph. We would take fucking BART to Telegraph and spend all day in Berkeley out there just walking around. Rasputin's out there would have, you know, celebrities come and do autograph signings and shit.
I think I know what you're going to say.
We met quite a few people that way when we were younger. We would show up in fucking half shirts.
I think about it often.
And ready to smoke weed, ready to meet whoever. You know, we made a lot of friends out there, whatever. And with all this Diddy shit coming out and
me
having an experience with Russell Simmons and so, and others, and I'm just kind of like, I don't put it past, you know, people just based on my own experiences. I remember we were about 15 years old.
We were 15.
Maybe 15 and 14. And who is no longer with us, but he was a...
That's exactly who I'm thinking about is him and somebody from... Yep.
Yeah, so...
Twice.
We met walking down the street and we didn't really know who he was.
Had no idea.
He was dressed kind of flashy and he was walking around. I don't know if he was looking to buy weed or what.
He had a white hat on.
And he stopped us and we always told everybody how old we were.
We never lied. That's one thing we never...
We never had to either. So we tell him we're like 15 and 14.
He's dead?
Yeah. And he was like, well, I'm here with blah, blah, blah. Like, are you guys coming to meet him and shit? And was definitely trying to make plans with our 15 and 14 year old selves.
Very much so.
There was an exchange of numbers. And I might even still have that paper somewhere because I do have the one
from. Yep.
So,
and
who we also called. So we also told, I mean, it's just disgusting, but like they were ready to hook up and like fuck. And like, I joke that I was a big ass tease at that age because I was still a virgin then.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I was a big tease. I would act like I was ready to hang out and fast.
I just wanted to smoke everybody's weed.
Basically, I just wanted to hang out. But yeah, like he was ready and he was like, yeah, take this number. And, you know, was making plans with us for after their autograph signing.
Sometimes
for us to go.
Throughout my life since that, I would think I imagined that.
No, that happened
because
100%.
I hella remember it.
Yes.
And I remember people calling.
We actually went in to meet them and I got one of their black and white fucking tear sheets or whatever. And he wrote on it, on the back, his full government name. And I still in my head, I remember it like it was yesterday. It's so weird because I couldn't tell you like what I ate yesterday. But he fucking wrote his government name, his fucking out of state phone number and a number. I don't know if it was a pager number or a cell phone or whatever number that I could reach him at while he was in town. I then later went on to talk to him on the phone multiple times.
I remember.
He 100% knew how old I was and like...
And was a grown man.
And was a grown man pursuing me and trying to fuck. And so I'm just like...
There's also... I don't want to name them. They're still alive and they're local.
Yeah,
but
I know who
Bay
you're
Area
talking about.
Rappers that very much multiple times pursued as well.
Yeah. So when this shit comes out about Diddy and whoever, I just wonder, do they kind of freeze up? Does something inside them kind of get scared? Because if we would have like stayed out there and not got on BART when it got dark and went home, if we would have stayed and waited for them, we'd have went with their grown man asses and got fucked. We very much looked our age and... Yeah, they just were more than ready. So when things come out now with like a R. Kelly or a Diddy or whatever, do they freeze up and be like, damn, like, I'm glad I never got caught up because like I was definitely doing shit too.
Well, just because we didn't go with them doesn't mean other
That's what I'm saying. That's
didn't.
What I'm saying. Like, you were pursuing young girls. So, like, are you happy that it never came out about you? Because I don't doubt that they were
fucking
kids. I'm
sure they're terrified that it's going to... can we pause? I have an eyelash that bent under my eyelid, and it's, I can't get it. I'm so sorry.
I'll just sit here with you guys. I am going to be getting Chipotle when I leave here. It's become family tradition. I think that's going to be just my recording meal. It's like a treat to myself after I record. Me and Bunny have Chipotle, so... yeah, I'm gonna get that when we leave and fucking take some Motrin and shit and lay down. I really do not feel good, but I did not want to leave y'all hanging, so I'm happy to be here with you guys. Oh, I forgot another thing I did that added to me feeling like shit. When she comes back, I'll talk about it. It's kind of my own fault, but I'm also a little frustrated with them because it's like, why are you pressing me to do this extra shit right now? It feels like the weather is finally cooling off, which is good. In my apartment where I moved to, my bedroom, I don't know if Bunny's is, because when I go in there, it feels pretty cool. But for some reason, my bedroom gets the hottest in the entire. It's like just a direct beam of sunlight. It's like the hottest room in the entire apartment. And I have an AC unit in there, but it's still just, oh my God. Even with that on, I'm just hot. I get very frustrated with hot weather. I'm a cold weather girly. Looking very much forward to wintertime. She can't fucking see. Sounds like she's pacing. So unprofessional. I'm ready to just tell y'all what happened and not wait for her. But she might have some insight or have had a similar experience when you're at the doctor for something. I'm tired. I'm going to have to take like Benadryl or something tonight because I really want to go to sleep early. And it just doesn't happen for me anymore on my own. I would sing, but I'm not. I'll just sit here and drink some more water. I would like you guys to send us some write-ins, please. I need some good stories. She's like not coming back. I think we're going to have to trim some of this out of the episode. Or you can do your meditation and take some deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. You know how we do. Imagine yourself in a rocking chair on a porch on a summer night. Surrounded by lightning bugs, and you have lemonade. I've never seen lightning bugs in my life, by the way. But it's a cozy, not cozy, it's a comfy summer night. There's weeping willows in the front yard all over the place. I'm describing my dream retirement house somewhere on land with a horse. Okay, she's back.
That was brutal.
I remembered one thing that fucking made me feel way worse than I probably normally would have. When I was at the doctor in Martinez yesterday, a nurse comes in. She was hella cute, like Japanese girl, had blue contacts in and like hella cute hair. And I was like, oh, she's so cute. She asked me, did I want booster shots of fucking
COVID,
hepatitis B and fucking polio or something. I was due for those and I got them. Mm-hmm. And my left arm is so fucking sore. I could barely lift it today. This one is okay.
This one hurt
so fucking bad. But I was like, is that making me feel like shit also? Because I woke up feeling like shit.
Yeah.
On top of just everything else. But I was like thinking to myself today, hella mad. Like, if you already know I'm in pain and you already know I'm here for something hella uncomfortable, why would you have me get immunizations on top of it and possibly feel worse? I feel like it's just not a good time for that. Like, read the room.
Yeah. It's a setup. They're like, we might as well get her washed.
Yeah. Why? Fucking stupid. What were we talking about?
Perverted, fucking, actually not perverted, rapey, disgusting celebs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That don't mind trying to...
to fuck kids. And I'm just thinking, like, there were so many grown women their own age that they could have chosen.
There were so many women
every
there.
Every time.
Women, like...
Ready.
Having their tits signed and shit, dude.
Exactly. That were ready. But you chose to seek out the kids that were there, give legit contact info, have conversations, like, fucking, it's disgusting. It's really gross. And I just, as the girls get older, I just want to shelter them more and more because I know what they're in for. Like, the more they go out.
Thank God the girls are so aware that men are gross.
Yeah.
You know? They know that.
Like when Bunny was offered a shot after school the other day. Yeah.
There's no reason a grown man should be talking to you.
Ever.
Zero.
Yeah.
And not if their dog's lost. Mm-hmm. Not if they want to know where you got your food from. No fucking reason a strange grown man should talk to. There's just not. I'm sorry. There's not. Not at all. Oh. Nope.
And I find myself, like, she got hella irritated earlier because I was like, did you wear them shorts to school? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, don't wear them shorts to school no more. And she got all fucking mad and was like, mommy, these are shorts. These are just bikers. And I'm just like, I didn't want to explain why, but I'm just like, just take it from me. Like, why do I have to, you know what I mean? I'm not going to fucking plead a case to you every time I tell you something. Just trust me on it. There's a reason why I am strict about certain things. You know what I mean? Because I know what's going to happen or what comes with that.
It's not pleasant. It's gross. Rapers will rape you in brown sweatpants and a Winnie the Pooh t-shirt.
Right.
But unfortunately, and you know I'm all for wearing whatever the fuck you want to wear, but when you're an adult.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely draws more attention.
The male brain turns into like that you're asking for it. You're asking for attention. You know what I mean? I know how the male brain works.
And I don't like to concede to that. I don't like to work around that. However, mm-hmm. I do feel, while you're under 18, fucking let's not invite.
Yeah.
Fucking, because I feel like that's
even
bastards.
Though we don't like that and that's not what's actually happening, that's how it's received. I just look at them like I want to protect them for as long as I possibly can and keep them from that kind of interaction.
Yeah.
Gross interactions, you know?
Yeah. I agree. I just hate fucking, you know, I don't like to bend around them at all.
Yeah.
But I, in certain situations, just if we can tone it. If we can have less, let's do whatever to have less.
Yeah. I saw something today that was disgusting, but I want to try it.
That was my wide vocabulary, by the way. If we can have less, let's have less.
Yeah, let's have less. It's turkey dinner candy. It's assorted turkey dinner candy corn.
What?
So
let me guess, you want to eat it. What do you mean turkey dinner?
Turkey dinner candy corn.
Oh, it's so shaped like turkeys and
no, shrimp. It's candy corn of like six different colors or whatever. One is turkey dinner.
What is this,
with
Willy
gravy.
Wonka?
Yes, with turkey dinner with gravy flavor. One is cranberry sauce flavor. One is stuffing or dressing flavor. One, and I read this one is the worst, green beans. It says that they know they put dirt in it somewhere or leaves, and that it sounds like it's been fucking like leaves that have been outside
Someone
forever.
Stepped on it with their shoe.
The green bean flavor. And then I think the last one is like an apple, caramel apple
Go to
pie
hell,
or
Brox.
Something for a dessert. And I'm like, it sounds fucking disgusting, but I want to try it.
Because you're disgusting. You're a nasty human.
What if I really like the green bean one? And fucking, it's like, who knew? I can't take your word for
you're
it.
Gross.
Who knew?
I just like, I don't want my potatoes sweet. I don't want none of my vegetables sweet.
Is there a sweet potato flavor?
I don't want
flavor?
My candy to taste like...
Savory.
No.
Yeah. Ugh. It's a gross idea, but what if it's good?
No.
I don't know.
I'll never know. Ew. That's
they said the turkey one tasted like a candied turkey, a honey-coated or a candied turkey flavor.
A meat-flavored fucking candy.
I just want to try it.
I don't want to eat meat flavor
super
on its
curious.
Own.
Yeah, right?
So gross. I know curious. You want to try it because you're gross.
So if you guys could point me in the direction of where to go, I know Michael's and Walgreens tends to have a lot of different pumpkin harvest autumn mix assortments of the candy corns. So I'll check them first.
Carolyn loves candy corn too. That's what I mean. You guys are really like genetically linked somehow.
Another thing I was happy to see today, I follow this ice cream shop in Albany called Mr. Dewey's, and I'm pretty sure it's all vegan, like soft serve and whatever. They make their own ice cream in-house, and they tend to have unique flavors, chamomile, shit like that. I still haven't made it over there.
Earl Grey.
Yeah, but I want to go over there and try some. Well, today is October 1st, so for Halloween, they have a black one. It's fucking black licorice ice
cream. I would
try
that.
And I was like, I need to eat that for dinner. By the time I leave here, it's probably going to be too late to shoot over there.
We can leave early Thursday to go to our thing and stop by there.
That would be delicious.
Let's do that.
Yeah, because I was looking at them scooping it, and I was like, this is probably hella fucking good.
I would try black licorice ice cream.
I'm going to get a lot of it.
Because them Netherlands... licorices that we ate, then black, those were
those
good.
Are great. Yeah, I've been just doling them out to myself in
parceling
small,
them,
small increments because I don't want to blow
savoring
through this
them.
Bag. Yes, they're so good.
Mm-hmm. They're actually pretty fucking good. Yes. And I'm not a huge black licorice lover,
so I really want that fucking ice cream.
You want to hear something really sad?
What, not really, but what?
So in 2002.
Can you turn that off?
Them crickets.
It heard me. It fucking heard me. It was like, fine,
she's
bitch.
A mean girl. You can sing for me, baby. Rub them legs together.
No, turn it off. Turn it off.
They're loud.
Fuck them.
It's Halloween.
All right. No, finish.
So in 2002, I worked at Best Buy. I started as a cashier. When I was hired on, at like $14.50 an hour. Mm-hmm. Now, it was a well-paying job for that time.
Back then. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So within 6 weeks, I had been, I made it to the sales floor, and I was making on the sales floor $21 an hour. This is in 2002. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that same position right now, do you want to know what they get paid an hour?
What?
$16. How the fuck?
Isn't minimum wage here more than that now? Isn't minimum wage $17.25 here or $17.50?
So the job that Will used to do that he got laid off from, those people in that position make $16 an hour plus commission. How wild is that? That's 22 years ago. I made more
than you would make now.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
And homes have like...
And the cost of everything
more
has
than
like
quadrupled.
Yeah. That's really fucked
up. I was tripping off that the other night. Like, oh my God.
That's disgusting. It's greed. It's fucking greed. And that's why fucking longshoremen, I'm all for. Give them whatever they want. Give them whatever the fuck they want. Because that's what it's coming down to is greed. Greed and like just unappreciative.
They literally.
They're not asking
for
anything.
Keep the economy running.
Yeah. And they're going to find that out right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's like you're just so unappreciative and you're so greedy that you won't even do like what's fair. they're not asking for anything unreasonable.
No.
Fuck it.
It's really sad.
Yeah, it is. I hate it.
I couldn't fucking believe that.
It's disgusting.
It's insane. And I was able to, afford my own apartment, afford my fucking car back then.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't today.
Fuck no.
You would not. Not without roommates.
Fuck no.
Is this true? If this is true, maybe this is good news for you. Any cheese that's aged more than 2 months is lactose free.
I don't know.
The chemical compound becomes lactose free. It's like aged out of it or whatever.
I don't know.
Maybe you should try that so you could stop fucking your stomach up.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
Get you a good aged Asiago.
I have ate hella aged cheese and I still get a stomach ache. It still hurt you? Yeah, so I'm wondering if that is true, if the lactose is aged out, is it just dairy? But it's weird. Yogurt doesn't always hurt my stomach.
Really?
Especially like Greek yogurt doesn't hurt my stomach. It's very weird.
I don't know, girl. I don't know.
That cheese we had at that seminar was fabulous. I want some more of that. I should have asked what it was.
It was good cheese.
God, it was so good. And had like a gritty texture.
So I watched something and now I'm like, what is that? Hold on. I'm going to look it up real quick. Love on the Run. Oh, now I know what it is. I watched Love on the Run on Netflix. You know, anytime a true crime documentary drops, I'm on it like the same day. It's about that corrections officer.
Oh, yeah.
That fucking helped that inmate get out. And then they went on a Bonnie and Clyde. Is that the one that
was married and left her husband?
Uh-uh. She was single. But they went on one and went out with a bang. It's a good story. It's a good, crazy story.
Modern day Bonnie and Clyde.
Basically, kind of, yeah. I mean, they didn't even have like these high hopes. They weren't robbing people or nothing, robbing banks or nothing like that. They wanted to go live off the grid somewhere, but he's a fucking murderer, so you can't just free the murderer.
Yeah.
Free like somebody that did fraud or something, not the fucking violent murderer.
Yeah.
But yeah, she snuck his ass out. It's a good documentary.
Speaking of prison, did you see Asheville, North Carolina? Did you see? I was looking at something and it was saying the prison is like
underwater. No,
yeah, nobody's heard from anybody.
If they let them people drown and die in fucking the prison, it's like, but we got billions to keep sending to fucking Israel. It's not real. Can't take care of our own shit.
Dude, we have like whole fucking cities wiped out underwater.
That the government is not even mentioning, let alone responding to.
No.
They're not even mentioning it.
No. The huge chemical fire.
Riot and rob every fucking corporation in the area.
And then I sent you that thing where there was, what was it in Vietnam that happened? What? The weather-related thing in Vietnam.
I don't know.
I sent it to you on IG. And their government responded with immediate fucking help packages.
They had what? Like a natural disaster?
Yeah, it was something. And what was really great was that they responded. And I messaged you and I was like, we're moving to Vietnam. Okay, so it's so crazy. Vietnam just had a massive cyclone smack into the entire north of the county, and volunteers immediately began assembling see-through MREs, which also contained bandages, shampoo, disinfectant, beer, cigarettes, and a lighter.
Coming through for the people. Love it.
Over here, we have cops guarding fucking stores.
Like, don't you dare come in here trying to take bread and water. Yeah, don't you dare. We're protecting these perishables that no one can buy.
We're protecting corporate greed.
Oh, it's disgusting. It's really disgusting.
I hope any of our listeners in any of the affected areas, I hope you and your loved ones and your pet, I just hope you guys are all okay.
Yeah, me too.
Georgia, the fucking chemical fire. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's just like on the back burner, not on the radar, not of their concern.
Mm-mm.
It's very sad.
Yes. On my own. What song were me and P singing the other day?
Oh, God. What
was it? I see your true colors shining.
Oh my God. She kept singing Peace it was all singing it. Day. And I just snuck and record, like she didn't know I was recording her.
So cute.
She's a musical girl, just like you.
So
like,
I had to send a voice memo back of me completing the song. Oh my God,
yes. And then she starts singing along with that. Like, love it. Just stop. She breaks out in song all the time.
It's my girl.
Ridiculous. I wanted to name our new patrons. She's been going live on Patreon lately, and I'm going to figure out how to do it myself because I'm really excited to use that feature.
I love it.
I wish I was saying we could all talk, like a party line, like Clubhouse mm-hmm. or whatever. Maybe an update will be coming soon where we will have the ability. But in the meantime, I think that's really cool and more exclusive to kind of go live there. I would rather that.
Yes. And it's really... You know, the comments really keep up. The cool thing about being able to go live on Patreon is you don't have to censor anything you fucking Good. Say. It's our...
You could have music playing or whatever.
Yes, it's our own community we've built.
And you know it's supporters in there. And it's not trolls. Yes. And it's not people that hate watch. And it's... Yeah. Not, you know what I mean? It's like our community in yeah. there. So and that's why I would tiers. Be comfortable. Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking... It's that's really great. Cool.
Yeah, so you
We've
guys
been having some good times.
Please sign up. Even if you sign up for the free tier, you'll get early notifications of episodes yep. and content as we load it, and you'll also be included in the live, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I believe so. Great. It includes all tiers. So that's cool.
So this week we have I just fucking accidentally scrolled. God damn it. Hold on.
Good times.
Sorry. Where is it? Okay. Haley Asia Brown. I think I know who that is. Thank you so much. Also, Melanie Gigliotti.
I like that. My fourth grade teacher's name was Miss Michelotti.
Lisa Connolly. Mels. Megan. And Nikki, thank you guys so much for joining the clubhouse. We hope you love it.
Yeah, our patrons, for sure, the show keeps going because of them. So thank you guys yes. so much. Thank you all of you though for listening and hanging with us and
sharing and yeah,
absolutely. You guys can send your write-ins to.
I was talking about that.
Oh, did you?
When you had to go fix your eyeball.
Ugh.
That I was saying, burnt. Please send us some stories. We want some good write-ins. And also...
HelloDysfunction@gmail.com. Or you can do it through the website.
Yeah.
Either or.
Our website is HelloDysfunctionPodcast.com.
Yep.
And what else did I have to say? I don't remember. Oh, I said I was going to get chicken pole.
I put my hand
It's becoming
up
like
head.
A
You're ridiculous.
It's a tradition. It's a recording family tradition.
It's an every night tradition.
No, it's a it's lately it's just been when we record, which is twice a week. Yeah.
I'm going to ask Bunny when we're done.
Ask her.
The truth.
It's the truth.
She keeps the one local to us
in business.
The PG&E
yes.
going for
you
sure.
You pay their rent.
All right, you guys.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a good night.
I'm going to eat something.
Yeah, you need to.
Okay, suck it easy.
Go to bed.